What it is, everybody, man. It's your boy, Lord Prince Mosey. I am back. Oh, it feels so good to be back, y'all. It feels so good. Y'all don't even understand. Y'all don't even know. I just want my own God. I just want to give a lot of praise. Hey, tell him I thank you. Because I was lost, bro. Any family again. But I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I've been going through a lot. I've been having a lot of highs, a lot of lows. I forgot why I even started. I truly forgot. And it's crazy because the one person that I could remind me of. She the main one that reminded me. So I thank God. And I'm not gonna stop. Welcome back. I'm just starting. I'm gonna do this. I do this because I love God. Thank y'all, man. We gonna get into it. This is the Wednesday episode. This is an update. We're just gonna talk about everything I've been going through. And I love y'all, bro. And I'm just so appreciative to be back. This is the Prince Mosey Podcast on Anchor. Shout out to all my sponsors. Okay, now that we got all of that out the way, bro, I'm so happy to be here. I'm so blessed to be back in your presence. Man, this is great. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, that was real. That was powerful. And y'all probably couldn't hear everything I said, but I was pretty much just saying I've been going through a lot. That was my beat playing in the back to my song, Lord of Night and Day. Lord of Night and Day is a classic, and it's going to be coming. And this is the Wednesday episode of the Prince Mosey Podcast. Season 2. We got 5 episodes left, and I'm gratefully excited for it. I'm astounded. Bro, like, the last 2 days have been very hard for me. Just spiritually and mentally, it's been crazy. And today I finally was able to shake back, and I was wondering, how was I going to do it? And it's crazy because, you know, if you watch my Facebook, y'all can see the numbers, y'all see the attention and the awareness. And we don't do it for that, but we say it's a beautiful thing when God's kingdom is raised above the kingdom of men. I still support everybody. Shout out to my sponsors, the New Kings. Shout out to the Nick Smith podcast. Shout out to Product of God clothing line. I need to call you, babe. And I'm so proud of your clothing line. I cannot wait to rock this fashion and just put it on a whole new dimension. Yeah, it's gonna be great. I'm asking for prayers because I realize with new levels, there is new devils. And I know that with new attention, you seek the face of the destroyer, and he wants to come and tear you down. So it has been hard going to another level. But I am also very glad to announce that I'm going to take it to another level. Right. Applause. I said before I started the rest of season 2 and we go into season 3, I wanted at least 900 to 1,000 friends. We reached that goal. Yay, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We did that quite easily, I might add. We killed it. We got to 100 followers on the Prince Multi podcast page on Facebook, and that had only been around for like 3 weeks, so that was a milestone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're at 200 now on the Prince Mosey Experience. We're 205, and we're at 193 on the Prince Mosey podcast page. So we gained almost 100 followers in a couple weeks. Numbers are fantastic and great, and we thank God for it. And we honor him. But I think that the next milestone is to get to 1,500 friends and or 2,000 before we start season 3. I think that's our next goal going into this next 5 weeks. We need 2,000 friends on Facebook before we go into this next season, because we need to spread the gospel even more. And I feel like it's something that we're definitely capable of. I was going to put myself in a box and confine myself and say, no, we need to wait. But we're not going to wait. We're going to go for this. We're going to go for the gusto. We're going to go for the 2,000. And once we feel like we should go for the 3,000, we'll go for that. But right now, 2,000 is the goal. We're at 1,000. So 500 plus another 500 will be good. And, you know, I think the numbers will validate us furthermore. But I am so honored to be here tonight, and I just thank God for what he's doing in this season. Not only building character, but building my faith, building my emotional wall, not to let my emotions control everything, because for the last couple of days my emotions have been running rampant and I didn't know how to contain it again. And God was faithful yet again. His spirit is definitely within me and upon me. And he definitely calls me by name. This moment reminded me of when Jesus was on the cross. I had to think, y'all. Because I was thinking about two different moments. But it reminds me of when Jesus was on the cross. And he said, Father, why have you forsaken me? And God had actually turned his back on Jesus in that moment. Because he bore all our sins. And God cannot be around sin. So in that one moment, Jesus... I'm going to explain the spiritual aspect. Jesus have finally felt like what it felt like to not feel God. You know what I'm saying? To not feel his presence. Because Jesus was special. He could feel God at all times. He was different than us. We don't get it until Jesus dies. So if y'all didn't know that, that's a little egg. A little Easter egg. But for the first time in his life, he finally felt what we felt like. Like, how does it feel to not actually know for definitive fact God is there? And it's like I was watching The Passion of the Christ, and it's like he just came to, like, out of nowhere. Like, he just remembered who he was. He was like, go watch the movie, I'm telling you. Like, I'm gonna do a review on this movie, like, because I'm telling y'all, like, a lot of stuff I seen, I don't think people seen it. Like, I feel like I'm the first one to see this movie like this. But it's like he came back to himself at some point. Like, it was quick. He came back and he was like, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. It's finished. Like, once he remembered who he was, he knew he had completed the mission and he could leave in peace. Like, it was crazy. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Like, I'm telling you, I love it. But yeah, another moment that I feel like I've been going through today specifically was the Garden of Gethsemane. I felt like I needed somebody or somebody to talk to or somebody to vent to, and like, I just couldn't find it. I was like, can you not stay up an hour and pray with me? And nobody was there. And it was hard. And my spirit knew what the moment was. And it was saying, Cayman, like, you got to go through this yourself. You know it. You got to get through this yourself. My flesh was just like, I need somebody. But I was fighting it, you know, like, because I'm so spiritual now. Like, I fight it as much as I can. That's why in my head it's been so crazy, because my spirit is trying to fight my flesh the whole time. And finally, my awareness of who I am moment finally came. Because it's been hard for me to do the podcast. I've been saying for weeks now, like, we're going to do it. But even though, like, timing has been off, like, my phone ran out of data, stuff like that. So it hasn't been all me. It's been circumstantial. But today I was finally, like, once I came back to, I was like, I haven't been very present. You know, I haven't been very present on Facebook. I drop a couple memes. I might say a couple bars. But my overall presence, how I usually just take over the internet, it has not been there. And I felt like it's because I'm not a hype type of person. I don't want it to be like, I need the hype to do this. I want impact. And I felt like I can get the likes, I can get the shares, I can get the amens, I can get the eyes, I can get them to know that right now the kingdom has clearly won. But it's the impact that I feel like I'm not having. And that's where I have my problem. Because if it's not impact, if it's not impactful to me, then it lacks substance. And everything I do has substance, but it didn't have the impact that I usually have. So I felt like, okay, now I'm back, and I'm like, okay, now the impact comes from it being me. You know what I'm saying? Because I was trying to make impact based off of what I said or what I did. But it was never about what I said or what I did. It was because it was me. You know what I'm saying? And that's where the impact came from. And I feel like now I found my way. I found my voice again. And I'm just excited. I cannot wait to get back in the studio. I'm going to absolutely murder it. Absolutely murder it. My music is about to be crazy. I can't say everything I'm doing. This update was just to say I'm back. I'm here. I'm not going nowhere else. And if I do, I always return. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to go away and just abandon what God has placed inside of me, because he always reminds me to go back. Literally, he's always reminding me, go back. I have started a good thing in you and I am going to finish it. So I have to be aware of that and be aware that he is with me and he is for me. And we are not here by accident. But I definitely want to shout out to all of my sponsors, the New Kings and Nick Smith Podcast and Prodigal God. Like, I love all of you. I'm so honored to have you guys be a part of this. I love you guys, and I'm just so grateful that you guys are a part of what God is doing right now. And I'm so honored to be a part of what God is doing through you guys as well. But Sunday, we have a very special episode. Oh, all my rappers, be looking, guys, because I'm going to be hitting those inboxes. I'm going to be setting these dates, and we're going to be doing these interviews, and we're going to be taking over the city. Y'all already know how we do. We're about to take over the city. I'm about to put you guys back on. Y'all about to be up to bat. And I'm so proud of everything you guys are doing. And I just encourage you to keep going and keep God first. But Sunday, nevertheless, will be coming. No more delays. No more denials. No more detention. Nothing. Nevertheless, it's coming Sunday. You can bet your bottom dollar on it. It's coming. And it's going to be powerful. So this has been the Wednesday update. I'm so honored and glad you guys tuned in. I'm going to say a quick prayer before we go, and we're going to honor God, and you know how we do. At this point, guys, like, it should not even be a question what we're doing here. I need you guys to be aware of that. This is the seven. Welcome to the seven. Dear Heavenly Father, We thank you for another day, Lord. We honor you and we magnify you. We know that without you we're nothing, and with you we're everything we need to be and everything we're called to be in due season. Lord, I thank you for your Holy Spirit, and I thank you for your Spirit, Lord. I thank you that every time I die on the inside, I am resurrected by your Spirit, because your Spirit is life. You are the way, the life, and the truth, and you are the only truth, my Father. So I thank you for this day, and I honor you, and I am going to be glad in it yet again. And I'm going to do the same thing tomorrow, Lord. And I'm going to honor you all the days of my life, because I love you. I honor you. And I pray these things in Jesus' mighty name. You guys have a blessed day. Keep God first and keep honoring the Lord, and he's going to do tremendous things through you. This is the Prince Mosey Podcast on Anchor. We're on 9 other platforms as well, Spotify, all that stuff. So go look us up. Make sure you follow the pages on Facebook, the Prince Mosey Podcast, Prince Mosey Experience, all of that. Y'all already know. Go follow the Product of God, my girl Amber. Go follow Nick Speaks Podcast. Go follow New Kings, all my sponsors. If you want to be a sponsor of the show, hit me up. If you want to be a partner of the show, hit me up. Let me know. You got clothes you want me to rock, I'll rock it. You got hats, you got apparel, you got merch, you got anything. Anything that is honoring God, anything that is honoring humanity and pushing us forward as not only a culture, a society, but just bringing us together, no division. Anything that's about something positive, I will support it. So I thank you guys for tuning in. This is Prince Mosey Podcast on Anchor. Be sure to tune in Sunday. It's your boy Prince Mosey, and I'm out. Yeah.